listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Texas Congressman Mike Conaway, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 11th Congressional District. He's also the point man in the House of Representatives trying to make sure that those photographs of the terrorist detainee interrogations stay classified. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you this afternoon. Thank you.
We know that the U.S. Senate has moved forward in the way that you would approve of to keep them classified as part of passing the supplemental funding for the war. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is apparently opposed to that. What's the latest in the House?
Well, the latest is that I'm hearing that the language in the Senate bill has been taken out. Last word I got was that the language in the conference committee, the group between that reconciles the difference between House version and the Senate version, had taken that out. So that is very troubling if that is in fact the case, that this would allow the court system to move forward. It came out based on a promise from the president that the president would use all of his executive powers to protect these documents, these videos and photographs. But quite frankly, the judiciary can override and can trump the presidency. However, the legislative branch can, in fact, put a law in place that the president would sign that would take these photographs out of the reach of the courts and maintain their class, you know, maintain them secret until 3 or 5 years, depending on which version of the bill that wound up. So it is troubling that the president or that the Senate capitulated on this deal, on the promise of the president, who basically promised to do what he's already doing in this regard. So it is troubling circumstance that the supplemental looks like does not include the protective language that Lindsey Graham and Joe Lieberman had worked so hard to get included.
Congressman, I know the president has said that he wants these photographs to not be publicized. Is he in support of the legislation that would take this away from the courts?
Yes, he is, and for good reason. General Odiano and as well as General Petraeus have both said unequivocally that the release of these photos would be simply inflammatory to the Islamic jihadists, and that would serve no good need, and worst of all, would get young Americans hurt and killed who might not otherwise have been harmed if had these photos not been released. If you remember back, there was a cartoon in a Dutch newspaper that was disrespectful to Muhammad. People died, as I recall, as a result of an irrational reaction to that cartoon. Think how much worse their reaction would be to these photographs of actual American troops and detainees, whatever they show, will be used to recruit new jihadists and will be used to spur existing current jihadists to greater acts of violence as a result of these photographs. So there's no good that will come from it. It's all bad. And in my view, these photographs should remain classified.
Congressman, it's been an interesting spring, to say the least, for Speaker Pelosi on the issue of interrogation. What is the argument from her side for not protecting these photos?
Well, she has some folks on her side who are driven to oppose the war, oppose all things about it, and a big piece of this is trying to embarrass the Bush administration. Quite frankly, the legal system has worked in this regard and punished those folks who did things they should not have done, and now this release of these photographs would reopen a wound that we thought that should have been begun to heal as a result of the actions taken against those folks who perpetrated whatever wrongdoing was done with respect to the interrogation of these detainees.
Do you get the sense, Congressman, that there's enough support in the Democratic House for your approach to this legislation?
Well, I think on a standalone basis, it would pass. Whether or not the Speaker will bring it to the floor is remains to be seen. She's got a relatively small group of people in her side that think releasing these photographs are a good idea, that the increased violence and the new jihadists would be somehow in our best interest. But the real issue is, if you put it on the war supplemental, the Speaker's got to find 18 votes to pass the supplemental. She got about 200 of her side to vote for the supplemental as it left the House. The things that have been added, the International Monetary Fund bailout plan that's been added to the bill, will cause most Republicans to vote against the bill. So the Speaker's got to basically find 218 out of her side, and without restrictive language in there, lost her votes among the most liberal of her team. So she's got an interesting chess match that she's trying to do. It's in kind of a 3D chess match, that she's trying to wrangle and appease the folks that she has to have to vote for this thing. And we hope that Republicans don't make it any easier on her than we have to by opposing the stimulus plan and making her come up with all 218 votes to pass it.
Congressman, are we in danger of withholding desperately needed funds from the military as a result of this supplemental because of this side debate over the photos?
Well, only if the majority wants that to be the case. The money is not an issue until July, so we've got plenty of time to correct this issue, and that's up to the majority. If they want to pass a clean supplemental that deals just with the needed funds to make sure our kids have everything they need to fight this fight, we can pass that in about an hour and a half with unanimous Republican support, or almost unanimous support. So it's up to the majority. They run the train, and if they want this war supplemental done, they can put it in a form that'll get the 218 votes she needs. She wants to do it in a form that forces all Republicans to vote against it, and that's the choice that the Speaker gets to make. It's wonderful to be Speaker, and she gets to decide to make that. We just choose not to be blackmailed by our troops. It's putting this International Monetary Fund bailout money on the backs of our troops is wrong, and that's why most Republicans are going to vote against it as a statement. We have got 7 years of history of supporting our kids 100%, and we'll continue to support them. But it's just not right for the Speaker to try to use this leverage that she seems to have to pass this supplement without our help. So the money's an issue in July, but just not yet. So we're going to stand firm as we can and see where we go.
Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
Texas Congressman Mike Conaway represents his state's 11th congressional district. This is Dateline Washington.